My name is Jisub Chung, and I think one of the things that I really appreciate about testimonies is, you know, there is one component or side to testimonies where we do hear of how God changes a certain of a life, but oftentimes we may not hear as often in some cases about how amazing the work that God is doing. And so I would just like to emphasize that. So I mean, I think in like a human sense, or maybe like a sociological sense, or whatever you want to call it, it's pretty clear why I'm a Christian. Okay, I grew up in a Christian family, and I'm guessing a lot of you have as well. I attended church nearly every Sunday of pretty much my entire life. You know, and I went to the first service, the second service, and then there was an evening service, and then there were the midweek Bible studies, you know, all sorts of things like this. And I also grew up going to Christian schools from kindergarten all the way through high school. Not only that, but my dad went through seminary as well. And, you know, just speaking of seminary, like, there's been a lot of seminary students and graduates who've played a pretty big role in my life, whether it's through small groups, through just mentoring, or even teachers. A lot of influence, I guess you could say. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously there are some people who have had more influence, so to speak, of various Christian sources or whatnot, but I feel like with my life, especially compared to the normal American life or whatever, it's a lot. But however, I had just as much chance of my own accord as did any other human to stand right before God. Yeah. We, by ourselves, we don't have saving power to ourselves. God says that we have all fallen short of his glory, and we are inherently sinners. And I know in my own life, I do illustrate that. Now, I could tell you of countless times where I filled myself with anger, with jealousy, lust, impatience, idolatry, and more. But I think furthermore, just growing up also within that church context, it taught me how to behave, how to act, how to look righteous, essentially a Pharisee. And not to discredit them or anything, but I mean, but when it boils down, when you start to boil it down, though, my facade was not perfect. It couldn't be. You know, like Jesus said, you know, only a good tree bears good fruit, and bad tree will obviously bear bad fruit. And, you know, like when the time came and hardship or even slight hardships came into life, that the weight of that would just break my mask of holiness and ultimately reveal the rottenness that was behind. And Paul says in Ephesians that we are by nature dead in our sins, and like essentially what he says, you know, I was dead and I had no ability to save myself. No matter how many good works that I may have done or tried to do, and Paul continues to make it clear in Ephesians that we are not saved by what we do or in what kind of environment we grow up in, for that matter. Never really mattered how much Christian influence or how many Christians I knew or how many hours I spent at church. What matters is God, that he sent his son, Jesus, to die for our sins while we were still helpless sinners, because God loves us, as Romans and John says. I can't tell you exactly when this happened for myself. I don't know exactly when it happened, but what I can tell you is what Paul told Titus. He told him that one of the evidences of a regenerated life is that it's been washed and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who has been poured out upon us richly by our Savior, Jesus Christ. The Christian's life ought to be no exception, and mine the same. Although I can't give you that precise date, I can tell you that the Holy Spirit has been working in my life. As Galatians says, the Spirit has given me the ability to walk in accordance to Him rather than my flesh. I have been given, and I gladly accept, new priorities, such as a desire to grow in wisdom and knowledge and application of the Word, an expectation of a kingdom to come that is grounded in future confirmation, a yearning for other immortal souls to join on the narrow path to heaven, a mission to make disciples of the King, a vision to plant churches, to perpetuate the mission and to sustain it, and a passion for the Lord and the people that He has created. So, and that is all.